moving forward.
It's on, even when the lights aren't.
It's on when there's an emergency.
It's on when I'm home alone with the kids.
With Verizon, when the power goes out, your phone stays on. Plus, we handle over 1.2 billion calls a day with over 99.9% reliability. Now that's tough to beat.
It's on whenever my son calls from college.
It's on, even when a bad storm hits.
It's on whenever I need it.
Call Verizon at 1-800-401-1292 to get your phone service from a company you can rely on. And now, when you add high-speed internet and 100% digital quality TV, you can get all three together on one bill for only $99.99 a month for an entire year. So give us a call at 1-800-401-1292 and sign up with Verizon today. Verizon, it's the network.
After first year, regular rates apply. Service availability varies. Additional charges, fees, terms, and restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hello?
Is this Timothy Furman?
Yeah, this is Tim. What up?
This is Julie with Credit Services calling about your past due credit card balances. We show you with an outstanding balance.
Yeah, Tim's not here.
I thought you said you were Tim.
Well, he doesn't live here anymore. He moved to Ethiopia.
Sir, we need to verify.
And, he just got in a really bad accident, attacked by a didgeridoo.
A musical instrument attacked him.
He may never write a check again. It looks real bad. I gotta go.
Let's face it, you got bills and gas prices are ridiculous. Good news is, every day you can get a half-pound bean and cheese burrito at Del Taco for just 99 cents. Savory slow-cooked beans, fresh grated cheddar cheese, and zesty red or green sauce for less than a buck. It'll keep your stomach full and your wallet, too. The 99-cent half-pound bean and cheese burrito, only at Del Taco.
Gas prices have you down? Go to DelTaco.com for valuable coupons.
At Radio Shack, they help you do stuff with your electronics. Now, they can help you do magic. Well, at least that's what I call it. It is an HD radio receiver. It not only gives you crystal clear digital sound, but also, almost magically, gives you access to hidden channels, like new music, new program formats, and more news and talk. And it's completely subscription-free, so it also saves you money. Now, that's not just doing stuff. That's magic.
HD Radio. Discover it at Radio Shack, where you don't just buy stuff, you do stuff. Available in select stores or online.
Yo, come kick it with the Power 106 Flavor Unit and the Power Mixers today at LAX Hyundai. There's going to be an Easter egg hunt. These eggs are filled with surprises such as Lowrider Car Show tickets, Two Short concert tickets, LA Dodger tickets, and much, much more. LAX Hyundai.
Check it out, y'all. We're putting it down for the founder of the Hollywood Suit Outlet. Please understand, the Hollywood Suit Outlet is definitely the place to go if you're looking for a suit. The deals you can get down there don't even make sense. Man, we've told you about the three suits, including shirts, ties, socks, and hankies. All 18 items for $299. Now check it. Let me tell you about the other end of the Hollywood Suit Outlet. I saw all the designer names I've seen in the most expensive department stores,
like Ralph Lauren, Calvin Klein, Hugo Boss, Giorgio Armani, Cosani, Versace,
and even the biggest designers in the world, like Zegna, Canali, Cornelliani, Valentino,
plus Gianfranco Ferré.
All at a fraction of what you pay elsewhere. They had over 5,000 suits all in my size alone, and that's because the founder of the Hollywood Suit Outlet supplies about 2,200 stores. Man, it's definitely the biggest selection I've ever seen. From suits, shoes, slacks, overcoats, leather jackets, tuxedos, and they fit everyone.
Buy factory direct at the Hollywood Suit Outlet on Hollywood Boulevard. Call 800-SUITS-99, 800-SUITS-99, 800-784-7899. Open 7 days, 10 till 9.
The side effect is not the music, it's just the communication.
It doesn't matter where you come from or what you look like.
So this is our only network to talk.
A lot of people's minds will be opened up and they'll think twice about things.
Knowledge is power.
Hosted by Wendy Carrillo.
What are you talking about? California.
What was that? Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Knowledge is Power on Power 106. We want to hear from you. Our phone line is 818-520-1059. We do have a community page that we want to have you go look at, and that is power106.fm. Click on the community page, find out what's going on. We are talking about a very important issue, and that is the California Healthy Pets Act being written by Assemblymember Lloyd Levine from the 40th District here in Van Nuys, and addressing, you know, the issues that are affecting our communities. We have a caller on line 5, Ruby.
Good morning.
Ruby, are you there?
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for calling in. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to share something. I do welcome the law. I would like to review it carefully to make sure that it cannot be used against those that do rescue animals. I am a resident of Pico Rivera and was almost prosecuted for having more than three pets. And I would rescue animals. I would try to give them to local organizations to put them up for adoption and fail to because they would not take them. During this time, I had to euthanize one dog and four cats and relocate several back to other people. I do believe that people need to be educated and getting their animals spayed and neutered. There's organizations like Pet Assistance that will help you with no cost. We also believe in TNR, which is trap, neuter, and release the feral cats instead of destroying them. If you return them back to their colonies, then new cats will not come back there. There's a lot of education that people need to know about. And even those on Medi-Cal, there was a program, I don't know if it's still going on, if you have were receiving Medi-Cal, you can get up to three pets spayed or neutered for free with a county program. I just wanted to share, though, that I tried, even through radio, to try and find homes for my animals to be rescued, and I had to painfully do this and or otherwise be prosecuted at $1,000 a day.
Oh,
so, that's horrible.
I know, and I welcome the law if it's going to make people obligated. I've rescued animals where I used to work at Rio Hondo College. I was a student there, and people would abandon their pregnant cats, and we would trap them. And on Earth Day or Animal Awareness Day, we try to get them adopted. And it's very painful to know that where they're going to be euthanized. And people don't realize when they get euthanized, which happens a lot, ours is Siaka. They service seven cities, and they only have space for 250 animals. So you figure how many they euthanize monthly. And then once they get picked up and they get cremated. So there's a lot of things that people don't realize the great responsibility of being a pet owner, and they are part of your family.
Well, Ruby, we want to thank you.
Because I have pets.
We want to thank you for calling in and for the work that you're doing to help save animals. And I think what a lot of people don't recognize, and you mentioned it, is that there are more than 400,000 cats and dogs every year that are put to sleep. And put to sleep, really, the term is used for us so that we don't feel just as bad for what we're doing. And what we're doing is that we're killing our animals. That's just the simple truth. When we say put to sleep, it's really just a method for us to feel a little bit better about what we're doing to our pets because we're killing them. And that's really just the bottom line. And Judy, I know you're still on the line, campaign director for the California Healthy Pets Act. Can you tell us what our listeners can do so that they're able to contact their local assembly person and help push this bill?
Yes, thank you. Well, it's going to the Business and Professions Committee on Tuesday. So right now, the best thing to do is contact the chair of that committee, which is Mike Ng. And right now, faxes and support letters you can still send in, but the final count has been taken for the analysis that goes to the Business and Professions Committee. But for the next hearings, we can still use support letters, and we can fax those support letters to Assemblymember Levine's office, and that telephone number is 916-319-2140. So please keep your support letters coming in. We definitely will use them, and we will need everyone to phone their assembly member when we go to the full assembly for a vote, which will probably be sometime in May. So after we get through this committee, we go one more, and then to the full assembly, and then over to the Senate. So it's a very, you know, long stretch we have ahead of us, and we need everyone who does support us right now to stay with us, and we need the support to grow so that we can, you know, change things in California and be a model for the rest of the United States. Rhode Island has passed a law, a state law, that actually is mandatory spay and neuter for cats because they were killing most all the cats in their shelters, something like 95%, but the dogs they are getting adopted and not having such a issue with. So that's why they only did a cat spay and neuter bill there. And, you know, I want to say one more thing about education, if you don't mind, Wendy. We have been educating folks for the past 10 years, 20 years on spay and neuter, but these spay and neuter programs will only ever be marginally successful as far as adoption without this law because, again, not everybody is motivated to do this, and they feel that their one cat, letting the cat out, you know, just doesn't do any harm. But when that cat goes and has a litter, you know, behind somebody's house or somewhere, and then starts to create a feral colony, you know, people complain about these feral colonies of cats, which our law does not address. We are addressing the, you know, the owned animals by you or I that, you know, are pets, but these pets do create these roaming pets, packs of dogs. They do create the feral colonies, and the way they do that is when, you know, they go out looking for love and end up having a litter somewhere that you don't even know, and or that, you know, people move and they leave their animals behind and they have a litter of kittens with them, and then, you know, that creates feral colonies. So it's just a vicious, vicious cycle, and we have to end this. And if you don't mind me saying one more thing, that people are afraid once this law goes into effect, somehow there's going to be a switch flipped and there's not going to be any more animals, and or that animals are going to cost more, and there's, you know, you're not going to be able to find any, and all this. And it's like, you know, we wish we would have that problem because then we would do something to change the law to make sure that there was some, but we there is no threat of that happening. And I just urge people to try and visualize 1 million animals and 500,000 dead per year. And in a 10-year period, that figure becomes 5.3 million animals dead and $2.75 billion spent.
That's a lot of money, and that's a lot of animals. And
it's staggering.
Yeah, we do have a caller on line 4, Jeff in L.A. Hi, Jeff. Good morning.
Good morning.
And can we get to your point really quickly? I know that you had a specific thing to say.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm a dog trainer from L.A. And me personally, I don't think they should make every pet owner responsible, you know, to spay or neuter your dog. I mean, it's true that we have overpopulation, dogs and cats are out running loose, this and that, but, I mean, for me, myself, I have 5 dogs. I have to go down and pay license and taxes. I have to pay my breeder's fee. I'm a responsible pet owner. So, I mean, to make me have to spay and neuter my dog is just not fair. My dog is like my companion. I train. I do personal protection. So that's like my sidekick. And for me, this is like the gentleman called earlier said, Your pet is your best friend, this and that. And then me to take him and have him spayed and neutered, it's just not fair.
I think you address a really good point, and maybe that's something that Assemblymember Levine can actually address since he's written the law. Would the California Pets Healthy Pets Act put an owner like Jeff in a situation that he can't control?
Potentially, you know, we do have a provision in the law that says, you know, if you are a breeder, you can apply to your local animal control for a breeding permit. To Jeff's other points, first of all, you know, I understand the cost issue, but there's many, many, many animal clinics, free spay and neuter clinics all over the county of Los Angeles that will do this at a very low cost or free. And you know, I respect what he says. I don't know him personally. I have never met him, but I can tell you this: I've never talked to an irresponsible person on the phone. Every time I talk to somebody, they always point to the irresponsible breeder, but nobody can show me an irresponsible breeder. Nobody jumps up and says, "I'm the irresponsible one." Yes, I'm the irresponsible breeder. Yes, I'm the one who let my animal out. You know, we know there's you know, a million animals in the shelters, you know, yet nobody seems to take accountability for how those animals get there. You know, whether I think his name was Jeff, likes it or not, he does spend part of his tax dollars every year to go to these shelters. You know, even if he is the responsible breeder, his money goes to clean up somebody else's mess also.
And just to remind, yeah, and just to remind the listeners, because we're actually out of time, it's $250 million per year that are spent on taxpayers' money to euthanize, to kill. Let's just be real with the words, pets. Cal-